You know the national news. Now we're going to give you Tuesday's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman calling for mostly sunny skies and windy for Tuesday. High temperature about 57. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 26. Then for Wednesday, some snow returns. Not a lot, but a dusting or a coating to an inch expected. And on Wednesday evening, more snow lasting about 3 hours. Temperatures ranging from about 40 to 53 degrees. Topping Tuesday's news, the state prison strike is reported over, with guards in most of the prisons returning to their posts, except for about 2,000 of them who were fired by Governor Kathy Hochul when they didn't return. And now the governor has signed an exclusive order banning those fired workers from further employment by the state, and she's also proposing that those fired workers be banned from working as a peace or police officer anywhere in the state for any other agency. The state and most of the striking guards came to an agreement over the weekend, but the governor is saying the compromise would only go into effect if 85% of those workers return to work. Yesterday, most did, but some authorities said the main concerns of the strike concern the permanent halting of the HALT Act that never occurred. HALT is an order that stops guards from placing an inmate into long-term solitary confinement as a punishment in the prison, but the guards say it's one of the only ways they have to control inmates that present dangerous conditions in the jails. And now that the state has refused to permanently abolish HALT, the guards say that there is no real punishment for those who are already in jail. And they say it leads to the possibility of the guards as well as the inmates being subjected to injuries in disturbances like fights that break out frequently in the prisons. Now with the governor proposing a ban on the fired officers from becoming police officers elsewhere other than with the state, lawmakers in the area are saying that's going a little bit too far. Some say it appears that the governor is blackballing those workers who failed to return to their posts in the state prisons. I'll have more local news right after this, but first a reminder that this news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Chris Moore is the premier appliance repairman in the area, and he'll come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. That's it, $35. Now, don't subscribe to the old adage of taking his number, putting it on a sticky paper, putting it on your refrigerator or cupboard, and hoping that it's still there when you need it, because you never know when that's going to be. So put his number on your cell phone, 523-5911, because when you need an appliance repaired, you'll want Chris's number, 523-5911. And the news brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, two locally owned and operated pharmacies, Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, Community Medical on Michigan Avenue just off Main. And remember, at those two locally owned and operated pharmacies, they don't want you to feel like a number in a corporate drugstore, but as a special customer, because to them, you are. See for yourself. Call them and switch your prescriptions over to them for free delivery. Call 260-1918, Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. In other local news today, and this one is the talk of the town, city police on Tuesday morning were called to the Talk of the Town adult store on Connecting Road in the city, where a burglar alarm was sounding. On arrival, they found the front door of the store forced open. It appeared the alarm might have scared the burglars away, and authorities said an inventory would have to be taken to see if anything was missing. No suspects could be located in the break-in. The detectives are investigating. In connection with that tariff dispute with President Trump and Canada, Canada's Doug Ford says he's suspending the proposed tariffs on electricity sent to the U.S. Those tariffs were allegedly rescinded after Ford reportedly received a call from some officials in the U.S. However, the details on the calls were not immediately available. Before the calls were made, those tariffs would have increased the cost of Canadian power sent to the U.S. by about 25%. Now that they're on hold, negotiations are still going forward. Canada reportedly supplies about 25% of Canadian power to New York State, Minnesota, and Michigan in the U.S. couple of accidents reported overnight. They include a collision around 9 o'clock Monday at High Park and Pine. Unknown injuries there. City police and members of the city fire department responded. At about 5:30 Monday night, collision was reported at 9th and Walnut with reported injuries there. Sheriff deputies arrested an area man for DWI after his vehicle left the road and ended up completely submerged in a ditch on Porter Road in the town of Niagara. Carl Ely was charged after failing several sobriety tests on the scene. He was helped out of the car and was not reported injured. Deputies said that driver was stopped earlier in the day and was found to have a bottle of whiskey in his car, but was not intoxicated at the time. He'll now answer to the charge in the Town of Niagara court next month. Deputies at the scene were assisted by Town of Niagara and State Police, who aided in traffic direction as that vehicle was pulled out of the ditch. It appears the holiday shopping delivery season is over, and word comes from DEDU, an Amazon delivery service, that they're planning to lay off 129 workers soon. They also say after the layoff, operation at the company will shut down by summertime. The United Way of Niagara is proudly announcing its upcoming awards breakfast celebration, recognizing outstanding community leaders and organizations. It'll be held on Friday, April 11th at 8 a.m. at the Wurlitzer Events Building at 908 Niagara Falls Boulevard in North Tonawanda. This annual event honors exceptional individuals and organizations who embody dedication, compassion, and commitment to serving the community. And this year, the United Way is delighted to celebrate with the following honorees: Trevor Ganshaw for the Russell Quarantello Community Service Award, Nicole Printup receiving the Joseph C. Weber III Think Positive, Think United Way Award, Michael Reddick, recipient of the Norman Sinclair Humanitarian Award, Connie Brown, who will receive the President's Award, the folks at the Keenan Center receiving the Caring Cup Award, the Niagara Wheatfield Family Support Center receiving the Shining Star Award, and the Starport Middle School National Junior Honor Society, who will receive the Youth Advocacy Award. The United Way says these remarkable honorees embody the spirit of community, generosity, and leadership. And Andrea Gray, the president and CEO of the United Way, said they're thrilled to honor their incredible contributions and invite everyone to join them in celebrating their inspiring achievements. For more information on the breakfast and to purchase tickets, you can call 731-4580 in the 716 area code or visit the United Way online. Finally, a Wheatfield resident reported to the sheriff department that she lost her wallet in the parking lot of an area store. And when she went looking for it, she was told that an elderly man who frequents the store reportedly tried to report that he found the wallet, but due to a language barrier, they couldn't get his information. Later, without any details, the woman who lost that wallet called the sheriff department and stated that her wallet was returned to her. And she happily reported that everything that was in it, including $50 in cash, was still there. I guess there still is some honest people around. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news, we want to know. So call our 24-hour Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. And remember, you can keep your golfing form all winter long by golfing at the Links of Niagara in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in Niagara Falls, where parking for golfers is always free. Want to book your next tee time or want more information? Visit them online at thelinksofniagara.com or call them at 285-0610. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by clicking our local news tab on the site after refreshing your browser. And now, by popular demand, our news is featured daily on Facebook. Just enter niagararadio.net. Real local news, and we've reported large or small on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.